I am Harold Reich. I was resident in pediatrics and child neurology from 1974 to 1978. I'm now retired, and we live after we returned from the United States 1982 in Augsburg, Germany, where I practiced neurology and child neurology for the last 25 years. I became a resident in the Department of Neurology just by chance. When I started my neurology residency in the Technical University in Munich in 1972, I met Adolf Weindl, who just returned from Rochester, where he had done his PhD in neuroanatomy in the Department of Brain Research. In 1972, his mentor, Professor Jointer, who was the chairman of the Department of Neurology at that time, visited Munich, and Adolf and I had the chance to meet him. And I had asked him about the possibility of a residency in child neurology in the United States, which we discussed in a wonderful evening in a typical Munich wine restaurant. These exist too, not only beer restaurants, called the Weinstadel, about my coming to the United States. I applied for a position in the department in 1972, and then 1973 we took a sabbatical, traveling around South America, and on the way to South America I interviewed in Rochester. I left an address with a missionary station in the mountains of Peru where we could be reached by mail about my application. We came to the highland of Peru in March 1974, where, to my surprise and joy, I found a letter from the Department of Neurology and was accepted for a position as a child neurology resident. I started my residency in 1974 under Haggerty, who was a department chairman at that time, and then 1975 in the Department of Neurology. My residency was a challenging time for me. I still vividly remember the mentorship of Dr. Join in his professor rounds, the work together with Frederick Horner in pediatric neurology, the brain cutting sessions with Lowell Lapham, and the radiology sessions with Xu Renlin, who was the chief of neuroradiology at that time. Rochester gave me a practical and scientific insight in the field of adult and child neurology, which I will not miss. It laid the groundwork for a professional career, initially in the United States and later on in Germany. One of the most impressive incidents during my residency was a grand round with Professor Kingel from Buffalo, who presented to us the first EMI pictures of brain CT. We all remember those fuzzy pictures with a 64 pixel resolution where you hardly could see anything. During these rounds, Dr. Jointer, who was sitting in the front row, stood up, walked to the desk, opened his bag, and one by one through all the neurological tools you need for examination, for examining a patient into the wastebasket. For me, this seemed to be a sign for the end of hands-on clinical neurology. I still remember fondly the annual meeting with my friends and colleagues at the American Academy of Neurology meetings. It was a yearly high-time event for me.